Self-Worthy Podcast. I'm back, and I just want to tell y'all, fuck being perfect and fuck expectations. That's one thing that holds us all back, is that we expect things to happen fast, quick, in a hurry, and when we want them to happen, and that's just not the way life works. We all been through life, going through the matrix of just like, hurry, hurry, hurry. We want shit to slow down. We want shit to speed up. We want it now. We want it later. Even me, right now, in the midst of my journey to be the greatest artist in the world, I feel like I want things to happen faster than they will. And sometimes I judge myself compared to other artists or other things or streams or videos, pictures, or whatever. But all that shit is just bullshit at the end of the day, because it's like your story is going to be told the way that it needs to be told. And my best thing to do is to tell the story the best way that I can. So let me tell you guys a story. One of the first times I ever thought I was something in my life, I was a little kid and I was hooping outside, maybe 5 years old. And my uncle told me, he came home, and I actually remember it because I used to do this all the time, but I always used to think that I was playing in the NBA. Like everybody's dream, obviously, is to be in the NBA, but I really felt that shit, dog. Like, I'd be playing with imaginary players, but they was always Jordan. They was always Magic, Pippen. Like, even with LeBron, I remember there'd be times I'd just be making a hoop mixtape in sixth grade in my room, just going crazy, dunking on the hoop in my room. And you couldn't tell me that I wouldn't be that. I would feel it in my bones. I would see people like LeBron, and I'd be so inspired. And I just fill my whole spirit with just the thoughts. You know, and there'd be times where I just would pray so hard, man. And, you know, when it shifted over to music, this life that I dreamed of, this is the closest I've ever been, you know, like to the feeling of having an imaginary player on the court and feel like I'm really in the game. And in the midst of this journey, you know, 9 years, of which feels like I'm climbing a mountain, because, like, you know I'm nowhere near where I want to be, but I'm just so happy that I've seen all the things that I've seen and to be just a vessel for wherever I'm at, you know what I mean? And just not even caught up in who's here, who's there, but just like the fuck that somebody cares, man. There's so many dope things that, you know, I brought to fruition that was just in my mind and just woke up and like, let's just get it. Let's just try it. Let's just do it. And I just want to be a walking role model of fucking fearlessness and just like playing in the dirt, dog. Like, this life is going to kick your ass, man. Like, it's going to kick your ass. That's just bound to happen. Like, the richest people in the world getting their ass kicked. The people with the most music in the world getting their ass kicked. The people with nothing get their ass kicked. So what you think you're not going to get your ass kicked? Like, that's just a part of life. You're going to have arguments. You're going to have pain. You're going to have trauma. But at the same time, that's just like building up your toolbox. It's just building up your catalog, you know, building up the calluses on your mind and in your heart, and just building up that strength to be able to endure whatever. Whatever you want in life, it's going to be hard to get. Even if it's just a hard, you know, just a happy relationship, a great bond with someone, it's going to take time and it's going to be hard, you know. And I think that, you know, my message for today is just to be excited for life to be hard. You know what I mean? Like, don't dread that shit, man. Take that shit full on. Run towards the hard shit. Because you know what happens? Then shit gets a lot easier. You know what I mean? Like, if you think about the first day that you learned how to drive a car, ride a bike, talk to a girl, talk to a boy, you know, dress yourself, brush your teeth, whatever it is, man, that shit is all hard day one. You get to fucking 10 years of doing the shit, though, and you feel like a professional. And that's what it's about, is realizing whatever I want in my life, I can have. Just not now. But everything that I do right now adds up to that, you know? And the fact that you're building your legacy actively every day, you're either getting worse or you're getting better every single day. So if your goal is to be in the NBA, your goal is to be in the NFL, if your goal is to be a teacher, if your goal is to be a police officer, or be a rapper or a fashion designer, every single day, what can you do to get closer to that goal? Is that sending a DM to somebody who could help you? Is that getting on Twitter and then, you know, telling your story the best you can? Is that posting over and over on Instagram when everyone else thinks it's annoying, but you see the brand principle in building? What is it that you can do every single day? Because you're either getting better or you're getting worse. Every single day is a day to get closer to where you want to be. And if you think of it like an airport, right, there's just all these different connecting flights coming from every direction. And at some points, there's flights that stop. But there's some routes that are always open. And if there's not a route that's open, you can get on another plane that will then take you to another route, which then will put you back on the route that you needed to go on. You get what I'm saying? So it's like there's so many ways to get to where you want to go. And the craziest thing is where you want to go might not even be accessible now. You might have to go the other way around to get to it. And it might take 10 years, 20 years, 5 years, 2 years, who knows? But if you go into the whole situation realizing that I got this shit, I'm going to hustle until I have it. I'm going to work my ass off until I get it. Like for me, I know one day I will be the biggest artist in the world. I know it. I know it. I know it. I know it. And it's not because I'm sitting back on my fucking ass saying I'm going to be the best, but because I'm going to stay up late as fuck until I'm tired and do the best that I can. I'm going to give you guys podcasts. I'm going to give you guys music all the time, consistently. I'm going to pop up on your phone every time, all the time. Why? Because I'm determined. I'm dedicated to go through the fucking mud to build this. Not just because I want to be a rapper who's up there, but just so I can build a brand, to build a legacy, to not only give to my kid, not to give only to my friends or my mother or my grandmother, but to give to the kid or the adult on the other side of this that's listening. So they can say, you know what? I knew him. I heard him. I saw him in the mud, in the dirt, going harder than I ever thought I could. And now, you know what? I'm on my shit, and I'm going to go fucking hard, dog. Like, there's no expiration date on this shit. There's no timeline, you know, until Jesus comes back. That's what the grind is, or until I go see him first, you know? It's make it or die trying. There's no other option. And as soon as you wake up and you realize that what you want, you make a path. There's no other option. Now, I'm not saying be stupid, don't work, don't do what you need to do. But I'm just saying if you really, 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 really believe in that shit, if you really think you can be it, if you really think you have what it takes, then don't let anything in this world stop you except you. That's the only thing that can stop you. You can learn everything that you need to for your craft every day. You could go look at Google. You can go look at YouTube. You can go on Instagram. You can go on Twitter. There's so many tools to you that you could access your dream. Like, you could access your dream, man. Like, the way that people look at porn, the way that people look at clothes, the way that people, like, you know, gossip, or even just doubt themselves, man. That's all energy that others are using to propel themselves into the future, man. To build something that doesn't even exist yet. Some of the greatest artists in the world are unknown right now. You know what I mean? Like you gotta, like, you gotta get this. Like, there's no reason to stop. There's no reason to quit. There's nothing back there that you need to get. Everything that you need is in front of you. Just keep walking, keep walking, keep walking. Peace.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mix Versace with that Vetmine and that Ghost. I mix Versace with the Vetmine and the Ghost. I mix Versace with the Vetmine and the Ghost. Yeah. I mix Versace with the Vetmine and the Ghost. Yeah. Niggas taking shots when the gun is off the holster. Yeah. You still wear that Hollister and that Ed Hardy. Hey. Now I got a Bobby going off in Bonnie's. The price on that Vetmine make her take a Vicodin. Gucci, Gucci, Gua, the swagging never stops. Said that price on that Vetmine make her take a Vicodin. Gucci, Gucci, Gua. The swagger never stopped. Yeah, grandpa died, I went to Golden Dragon and spent the band. Yeah, I had to kill my sadness. Henny to the face, looking for the madness. Yeah, baby, you the baddest, the cure to my sadness. Smoking off my issues, got the plug Balenciaga. Working out at Nordstrom, had the plug for my partners. Wang Wang got a ring from Alexander Wang. Raph Simmons, don't touch my Dior, it be swagging on the floor, yeah. What you wanna say? Pop a pill every day, cause she feel my pain, yeah. I mix Versace with that Vetmine and that Ghost. I mix Versace with the Vetmine and the Ghost. Niggas taking shots when the gun is on the host. Wear that Hollister and that Ed Hardy. Now I got a Bobby going off in Bonnie's. The price on that vet, my maker take a Vicodin. Gucci, Gucci, Guac, the swagging never stops. Said that price on that vet, my maker take a Vicodin. Gucci, Gucci, Guac, the swagging never stops. Nah.
Don't have no other problems with me. Don't have no other problems with me. Don't have no other problems with me. I see your handbag, don't have no other problems with me. I see your swag, don't have no other problems with me. I see that swag, I don't want no other problems with it. I don't want no other problems with it. I don't want no other problems with it. Nah, yeah. We going shopping, yeah. We going shopping, nah. I don't get no other problems with it. Don't want no other problems with it. Don't want no other problems with it.
I mix Versace with the Vetmine and the Ghost shit. Niggas taking shots while the gun is off the holster. Used to wear that Hollister and that Ed Hardy. Now I got a Bobby going off in Bonnie's. The price on that Vetmine make her take a Vicodin. Gucci, Gucci, Guac, the swagging never stops. Said that price on that Vetmine make her take a Vicodin. Gucci, Gucci, Guac, the swagging never stop, nah.
No.
Yeah.
I pray that we make better. You know I'm here for my spot forever. Let's get this guap together, break bread and put it back together. Let's isolate the issues, take a walk in my gym shoes. We sew about paper, we print money on the tissue. My uncle said he want a rubbly and a fish pool. This my year like fiscal, going hard to switch views and ditch news. But what's new? I know Mark is tired of playing this music parking. We'll never give up on this dog, though you hear him barking. Y'all barking up the wrong tree. You ain't smoking gas, you smoking barleys. We off in Barney's, off the bar like a carny. This week alone, spent 500 on Bobby. My daddy flexing on the car seat. See, it's bigger than the cars we see. A nigga got driving, no ID. They look a nigga up like the bouncer with your ID. Sometimes I go by Dior, sometimes I go by D. Face, I'm a nigga by the Rosewood. Need the moment, baby, you feel so good. Driving down Turtle Creek, you told me you felt complete. How you say you love me if you only love the G? If you only love the G. Closure's a concept, we need to let go. The only thing killing all the people I know. Some of us shed tears when we deserve better. Yeah, it's something I know. The only thing killing all the people I know. I guess it's back to the flexing. These words come from a familiar section. I spent some time and got my sense back with a real reflection. Fuck a blog, a down log, how my feelings separate. First things first, never do business with a person that you slept with. Success the only thing I connect with. And saving my family the only thing I'm obsessed with. So I'm getting a bag and nothing less than only revenue, you or whatever dude. I've been on the same mission since I was 22. When the market crashed, we airbagged into another move. I keep it steady, you just flutter through on some scallops with the butter shit.
nothing but a chicken. Me and the boys back clicking. LA for a month, watch how it stretch when the clock ticking. Like Jordan on Space Jam, stop watching and just listen. Close your eyes, you can hear a legend if you listen. I can still feel your devils when we kissing. Sometimes I pray that the story could be different. Closure, a concept we need to let go. The only thing killing all the people I know.
Yo, what's up? It's Dior. Thank you for listening to Self-Worthy by Dior Worthy. Just my personal thoughts, and you took a step in it. Do me a favor, share this with a couple friends. Tell them about this real story. Maybe they'll open up and tell you some stories. Click that subscribe, show love, blow up Kiss Forever, Time Will Tell, or some album I'm working on in a period of this you'll hear soon. Love you. See you later. Peace.